www.thebeatsonline.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
We are smiling when you're telling us what's on your mind. You talk, we listen. Simple as that. Kind of innovative talk radio here on 550 K-Fire from the studios of the Voice of the Northern Plains in Bismarck, North Dakota, and beamed through 910 KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO 1090 The Flag and the Bakken, as well as 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And let us know what's on your mind. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, Game and Fish, one of the things I'm looking forward to. I love talking Game and Fish, things going on in the outdoors. I had an opportunity to just head down and shoot some prairie dogs this past weekend on Saturday before the rain started coming in on Saturday night. And it was a good time. It was a really good time.
We have top officials from Game and Fish joining us later this hour. And this is a product of some folks calling in with some questions. I believe, as I recall, one of the callers that prompted this was somebody suggesting that we have a pause in the North Dakota fishing season to allow for a spawning for at least a month. Remember that?
I'm a backer of that. I'm firmly entrenched in that it does no damage. It would help the species.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about deer season. We'll talk about the recently wrapped up legislative session and this Heritage Outdoor Fund, so lots of things to cover with our guests. The director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, as well as the chief of the Wildlife Division, that'll be later this hour, so we still have plenty of time for you to tell us what's on your mind. I understand there's a missing child in Bismarck, too. What do we know about that story?
Bismarck police are looking for help locating a missing teenager. John Swain has been missing since May 11th. He has a medical condition that requires medication, which he did not have when he left. Swain's an 18-year-old Asian male, 5 feet 5 inches tall, around 100 pounds. He's last seen wearing a black hat, gray hoodie, and black pants. If you have any information on Swain's whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Bismarck Police Department at 223-1212. That's 701-223-1212. So he's been missing for a while now.
We also had a lot of rain over the weekend, which did cause some problems specifically on I-94 about Jamestown. We understand that area has been cleared now, not a problem that it was earlier in the day, but something to keep an eye on because obviously with additional rain that can creep up.
One individual some road damage.
Yeah, I understand.
Some road damage there too.
The eastbound lane ended up a bit of a mess. So the traffic is slow to that particular area, but it's not stopped. And there's not water across the road to the extent there was. By the way, some individual was doing 65 hydroplaned and flipped into that water. So good idea with anywhere, wherever you're driving, with the the flood warnings and some of the heavy rainfall to keep a close eye on the road ahead, unlike that particular motorist. You know what I'm saying?
You know, they always tell you don't cross water over the roadway because you don't know. And it's amazing, even if you're driving a full-size pickup, how little water, it's like 8 or 10 inches, can actually sweep a vehicle if there's enough current off the roadway.
Here's something on my mind. Do you know what Snapchat is, Steve?
It's one of those, it's kind of like a Twitter thingy.
Well, it's not really like a Twitter thingy in the fact
it's
that Twitter...
It's
a picture deal.
Twitter is
140 characters of you saying something. You can attach a picture. But Snapchat is an app for a phone, for smartphones, in which you send a photo that disappears within seconds. So I could send you a photo, and you'd look at it on your Snapchat app, and you'd see it for a few seconds, and it goes away.
Okay.
And it's the rage right now, if you will. It's sort of... exploded on the internet. I forget how many zillions of downloads there are, but it's a big deal. Anyway, there was a story actually in the Fargo Forum about this over the weekend. School resource officers are calling this a nightmare. Law enforcement officials are not happy with it. And unfortunately, it is being misused by some teenagers in which they send lewd photos back and forth. Sexual, self-taken photos And thinking, oh, I can do this real quick, and then the photo will go away, and ha-ha, very funny, right?
But does the photo go away?
Well, it does if you, if you and I are Snapchatting each other, you see it for a second, it goes away, but law enforcement can retrieve them. They can be found, and obviously also there's this thing called a screenshot. You know what a screenshot is?
Uh-huh.
Where you just snap the photo of the photo. So anything that's on your phone, you can take a picture of and then save it. Well, if you do it quick enough, you can have
anything
it,
that goes out on the internet is somewhere is retrievable. It'll be out there somewhere.
So here's a question I have for our audience. Do you let your children use Snapchat? And if you do, how do you monitor how they are using it? Now, we have in our house a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old that are both fond of Snapchatting. In the case of the 9-year-old, it's to annoy her sister, who Snapchats with her 14-year-old friends usually, and they'll do like dumb poses back and forth. You know what I mean? It's sort of a, I don't get it personally, but you look into the camera, you do a dumb pose, and then you send that to the friend, and they do a dumb pose back. And so there's nothing, tawdry, there's nothing, but I know that because I'm able to, sort of monitor the use of the phone. Now, the Snapchat's a different deal because once that photo's been sent, you don't know what's been sent. Now, you might be able to intercept the photo coming back every now and then, so involve yourself that way, but it's a challenge even for parents that are actively involved in monitoring the activity on the phone. So I thought it'd be a decent topic to ask the audience about if they're aware of Snapchat, if their kids use it, how they monitor how they use it, and this is a good example where technology isn't necessarily a good thing. Makes it much more challenging to be a parent. You know what I mean?
I couldn't understand. I know what my parents went through raising me and some of the things, but what parents have to deal with now from a technological side, and there's so many different avenues for kids to get in trouble these days because of that technology. Our lives is sped up, but getting into trouble is sped up as well. I couldn't even imagine being a parent today.
Here's the telephone number if you want to weigh in on any of these issues or just tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. We just posted this question on our Facebook page as well, which, by the way, if you go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, whatsonyourmindradio.com, you'll easily find a way to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and get our questions of the day. And we asked Jen the question, do you let your children use Snapchat? How do you monitor what your kids are putting on the internet? Jen says, I've looked into it, haven't found a way other than removing the application from the phone. So there's a parent that says, you know what, I can't monitor this. You might be using it okay, but it's going because I can't watch this all the time. So thanks for that, Jen.
Nicole emails in. She says, I don't Snapchat, don't have the smartphones. There you go. That's a way to do it, too, I suppose. Kids have the smartphones. If you don't have the phones where you can put all the apps on, is it a problem? Maybe get your kids a cheaper flip phone if you don't want to worry about some of that.
Yeah, I have a friend who's has teenage kids, and they have no cell phones. None. Does not give them cell phones. And the argument that comes from son to dad is always, Dad, everybody has a phone. How come I can't have one? And he said, because. You don't need one. He said, what if you need to get a hold of me? What if I need to get a hold of you? Well, you said all your friends have one, so just use one of theirs. There's a pretty good argument back. I mean, I think we do think of it as a safety thing, and obviously it is. You keep well connected with your kids. Where are you? What time? I'm ready to be picked up, whatever. But, we did survive before them, right? We didn't, you didn't have teenagers with phones.
Is the safety thing just an excuse, though? I mean, my cell phone when I was growing up was listening to my grandma yell, and if she had to yell twice, I knew I was in trouble.
Well, we did manage. I totally agree with that. We managed to, I'll pick you up at this time and be there, and if it didn't happen, somebody was there the rare time that something happened between a pickup or a drop-off or whatever, you managed, so...
Scott, does it go back to good parenting, though? If you're raising your kids right, do you get to the point where you just trust your kids?
Well, you have to. I mean, there's no possible. I mean, you have to instill good values in your kids and then trust them at some point. But I do think
trust them or you don't.
I do think also, though, in the case of technology and phones and texting and some of the different apps that are out there, I think trust but verify is a good way to go as well, where you you know, you say, hey, here's the rules, and you trust them. But I think a spot check every now and then. I mean, the idea of a computer in a teenager's room unchecked is, to me, taking the trust thing a little too far. And because of all the different things that they could access or vice versa, that, you know, just, you know, every once in a while beam in and monitor what's there and know what's on the phone and know what's on the computer gives you a little check on the fact that your parenting skills are going okay, don't you think?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's the phone, the computer, television show, if you have adult channels, if somebody's being secretive about something, they're giving you a reason to not trust them.
You found out what's on our mind. We want to know what's on yours. 800-228-0550. The North Dakota Republican Party has put out a press release questioning Heidi Heitkamp's silence on the IRS scandal, saying it's linked to campaign donations. Is that a stretch? We'll give you a chance to weigh in on that when we come back. Plus, talk with the North Dakota Game and Fish folks, too, coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at cuontheroad.org. CU as in credit union on theroad.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Have you been on Leech Lake, Minnesota's third largest lake, some of the best walleye fishing on the planet? Have you been to Walker, Minnesota? Have you seen the historic Chase on the Lake Resort? Folks, it's a premier Minnesota resort. Voted that way time and time again. The lodging, absolutely incredible. The 502 restaurant and bar, well known. The Comprador Aveda Spa. The bowling alley. The amenities. It's absolutely incredible. How about this? One of Minnesota's premier restaurants right now is yours for $69 any room, any night. That's right. This is a fabulous facility. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the $69 rate before May 23rd. You must hurry. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email the studio, KFYR, clearchannel.com. Join us at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That can get you to everything you need to know about the program with Scott Hennin and myself, Steve Bach.
And we have a couple of the billboards that cause a stir from the past. Some golden oldies. Like
love
Sting
those.
In North Dakota, Custer was healthy when he left. I love that one. You know, promotes staying right here. Or welcome to North Dakota, mountain removal project completed. What was the other one?
Well, the running joke back in the day, the only mountains in North Dakota was sugar beet season in the Red River Valley.
Yeah. The other one was stay in North Dakota, Montana is closed.
Yeah.
So those are some golden oldies from the 80s. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We mentioned before the break this press release that came out this morning just as the program started today from the Republican Party in North Dakota. You have this in front of you too, Steve?
Yep, just got it.
So what this is alleging is that Heidi Heitkamp is being silent about the IRS scandal that the Obama administration is in the middle of. We've talked about it, had some calls about it, people concerned about it. They're saying that she's being silent about it because her 17th largest donor to her campaign for Senate in 2012 was the National Treasury Employees Union, of which IRS employees are members. Do you buy that?
Yeah, when you're running for a campaign, you get donations from a lot of different areas. You get donations from people that are just following party lines, so you don't know who your donations are coming from quite often. I think it's a little early to be throwing anybody under the bus.
Well, my first question is, has she been asked? Right? We had Senator Hovind on last week, and we asked him about it, right? Is he concerned about it? Does he think the administration's coming clean? Is the investigation getting to the bottom of it? And he went off on it, so we asked him about it.
And she is a supporter of the Disclose Act.
Yeah, well, you know, that Disclose Act is something else we've got to get to the bottom of as well, because I think that was, remember when both Senator Heitkamp and Senator Hovind were on while we were out at the Bobcat groundbreaking, someone called about that and said they both had voted against some piece of legislation that would have kept financial information about senators private. You remember that?
Yeah.
Was that the Disclose Act?
I believe it was.
Because this press release also alleges that she is in support of the Disclose Act, which is legislation that would have forced her political opponents to provide lists of their donors, the exact same data the IRS was trying to obtain and giving extra scrutiny to certain conservative groups. So I guess they're saying the Disclose Act is a bad idea. I'm totally confused on what the Disclose Act does, but it's probably
need to find an expert.
We do. We need to find an expert and get to the bottom of it. And we did forward on more information after that exchange with both Senators Heitkamp and Senator Hovind to each of the campaigns to say, or the Senate offices rather, to say, hey, this is what the caller was talking about. Do you want to give us more information on where you're at? I guess here's the big question. Does somebody's silence mean there's tacit support? In other words, I'd ask our listeners, do you agree with the Republican Party in North Dakota that Heidi Heitkamp's silence on the IRS scandal is linked to the fact that she has a donor that is the National Treasury Employees Union, of which IRS employees are members of? And a fairly big donor, right? $10,000 towards her election efforts and her 17th largest donor. So not a small donor, not a small amount of money. But
let me ask it this way, Scott. There's a lot of things that you or I don't speak on because maybe they're not of interest to us or not part of our repertoire for information. Just because we don't speak on it, does that mean we're guilty of something?
Right. That seems to me to be a bit of a stretch there. Now, if you ask me about it, you say, what do you think of the IRS deal? Ah, no big deal. Forget it. Don't care. Now I've taken a position, right? If you ask me about it and I blow it off, then maybe you connect the dots and say, okay, are you blowing it off because you don't want to offend a donor? My big question is, has she been asked? Has anybody, and quite honestly, this is something I think that the North Dakota press doesn't do a very good job about. I mean, the North Dakota press being, I'm talking about reporters sitting at desks at newspapers or television reporters. Very often, they'll get a press release, from the member of the congressional delegation, and then that'll prompt a story, and they'll make a phone call. Rather than, I wonder what Heidi Heitkamp or John Hovind or Kevin Cramer think about this IRS scandal. You know, I mean, it's a big story nationally, not things going on. We're going to do a story on this. We're going to go ask them what they think about it. It doesn't seem to happen that way. We kind of have a feckless media in that regard. It's left to folks like you and I, Steve, to ask these kind of questions.
You know, quite often it's determining the right questions to ask. I think you're onto one right there. Has anybody asked Senator Heitkamp?
And I would like to know that. Otherwise, it seems like until they do, until she answers, then it's hard to jump up and down with your hair on fire and say,
see, I'm not going to run down a road and start pointing fingers until we know whether or not a question's been asked for anybody.
And politically speaking, Heidi Heitkamp would think, not want to, you know, sort of go silent on this over a $10,000 campaign donation.
Well, the question I've got is, being that the donation was from the National Treasury Employees Union, which is the IRS employees, is there any bearing to the fact that we're in a right-to-work state? From a union standpoint, if you're going to follow those party lines, because what happens quite often is donations go along party lines when it comes to unions, does that have a bearing on this at all either, being the fact that we're a right-to-work state?
Well, I'm guessing the National Treasury Employees Union saw two candidates in the race, one Heidi Heitkamp and one Rick Berg, and thought Heidi Heitkamp was more likely to vote on union issues to their favor, so they donate to $10,000. That's just part of the...
Here's a better question. Here's a better question. Within the system, if you're supporting a candidate just because of the letter behind their name, rather than digging into the candidate, you know, is that a flaw? Should you be giving money to somebody you don't know on an intimate enough basis to know their policies or where they stand on some things?
Well, now you're talking about fixing a really screwed up system.
Well, I'll go even further. Take a look at the NRA. National Rifle Association. There are candidates that they support just because of a letter or some other circumstances, quite often because a newer candidate doesn't have a record necessarily on gun control or supporting the Second Amendment, and they'll get a higher grade than a candidate that might be a better candidate for the Second Amendment.
Emailer on this topic says, I'll wager Heidi secretly approves of what the IRS was doing, but she dare not openly admit it. She's not to be believed about it. She'll believe and vote the way Harry Reid, her largest campaign donor, tells her to vote. Sadly, the North Dakota Republican Party has zero credibility with me, however. So there's someone critical of both Heidi and the North Dakota Republican Party on this issue. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Just a couple minutes left in the segment, then we're going to switch gears and talk with the folks from Game and Fish. Sorry, Steve,
as far as Senator Heitkamp's concerned, she's not disproved me yet. And I keep giving her the benefit of the doubt, and she keeps coming up aces for North Dakota so far, at least with me.
800-228-0550, North Dakota Game and Fish officials. Take your questions and comments next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. Put it in your speed dial and join us. 800-228-0550. Ron in Bismarck wants to weigh in first here before we introduce our guest from Game and Fish Department. Hey, Ron, go ahead.
Thought we lost Ron.
Ron's gone. Well, good. We can get right to our guest, and we have a call waiting already for our guest, but we better introduce him first, Steve.
We have Terry Seinwan, Director of North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
What does this rain do, first of all, for what's going on in the hinterland and the great outdoors? We sure needed the rain for the crops. This is going to go a long way as far as getting some of those CRP up there, getting some of the grasses out there, and benefiting some of the wildlife.
Yeah, we certainly needed the rain across the board. Green up, hopefully we can open up the McLean Bottoms Rifle Range now with a little bit of green up. Certainly filled up some wetlands and put some more water on lakes that were getting a little low out there. So it was certainly welcome all across the board for all sectors.
All right. Randy. Bobby Bismarck has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Bobby. You're on. What's on your mind?
Yes, the question I have is when people submit for a gratis license online, what process is there to keep them from just putting down legal coordinates of a quarter and then getting the gratis license without actually owning the land?
What UGB wardens do, what we did last year, we did 100% check on a gratis license to make sure exactly what you're talking about did not occur. In the past, we'll normally take about 15-20% of those samples, and honestly, some do slip by. We count on the honesty and the integrity of the people applying for those licenses to put down that they should either lease for agricultural purposes that land or own that land.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Did you say you did 100% check last year just to verify? I mean, that obviously you can't do every year, but if you did 100% check, what kind of honesty and integrity level did you find?
It was pretty good. Actually, it was over 90% of the people that we checked on last year that applied actually were qualified, were eligible to receive that gratis license. Now, of course, we can't do it every year. The reason we did it last year, we were seeing a tremendous decline in deer license numbers. So we wanted to make sure people were doing what they needed to do and wanted to do out there in the field, whether it be a landowner, a leasee, or the general public. And some of them were actually very honest mistakes. Some of them had slipped by in the past. Some of them were, I would say, on the shady side.
So we're looking at about 6,000 deer licenses less this year. Is that the number I saw?
5,800 fewer than last year, and 47% of that reduction has taken place in the Red River Valley hunting units because they had a lot more significant winter over there than we did in the past, than we did in this Bismarck area into the southwest. And so, yeah, it's 5,800, and so that put less and puts us down to about 59,500, which is the lowest number of deer licenses available since 1983.
Wow. Randy, I was going to ask you how that breaks down, and a sizable number because of the winter we had this year in the Red River Valley, but going west across the rest of the state, are there areas that are affected more? I know we were having some disease issues over the last couple of years. The mule deer numbers were way down in western North Dakota. How did those numbers break down as far as where those licenses are fewer now?
Okay, well, there are actually a couple of units or a few units where the licenses actually went up. And that, if you do a line from Mandan to Bowman, those units along that line actually saw some slight to modest increases because we're above our deer management goals in those units. And winter this year was not anywhere near as severe as it was north and east of Bismarck. And on the mule deer side, if you recall last year, Steve, we closed the mule deer doe season completely for everybody, and that was well received by landowners and sportsmen alike. And we saw what we think is the benefit of that this year. Our spring mule deer survey indicated a 15% increase in mule deer across the mule deer range. Now, that's a modest increase, but at least it's going the right direction versus the direction we've been going the previous 3 years. And so, again, this year there'll be no mule deer does taken in any of the Badlands units, trying to keep that positive trend going for mule deer.
Shelley has a question for our guests from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. The director, Terry Steinman, is with us. Randy Crile, chief of the Wildlife Division of the Game and Fish Department. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments. A lot of these questions have come up in the previous weeks, and so that's why we asked these gentlemen to be here and answer your questions. Shelley, go ahead. You're on for our guest.
Yes, my question is, when you do the online application for the gratis, there's no indication that it actually went through. There's nothing that says you are confirmed or anything like that. And with the deadline being they have to, you guys change the rules on that now, and you have to follow the deadline, how do we know that the application actually went through or not?
Actually, if you provide an email address, you should receive a verification that you have that we have received it. If you do have a question, I would just say call our office and find out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And what is the Game and Fish website? Of course, everything in the outdoors that you want to know, it's all-encompassing. And there's so much information that you can glean out there as an outdoors person. What is the Game and Fish website?
gf.nd.gov. And yeah, you're right, Steve. There's an awful lot of information out there, and there's certainly more that we'd like to get out there, but it busies up the page, and sometimes it can be difficult to find what you're looking for even now. So, but the licensing part of it, one of the banners that scrolls across the top, it says, get your deer license applications in now. So that one's pretty easy to get to.
It's nice to have the deadlines on there, and that's one of the things that you notice first on the website.
Right. And of course, for everybody out there, landowners included, June 5th is the deadline for the deer applications.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions for Game and Fish, Terry Steinwan, Director of North Dakota Game and Fish, and Randy Crile, Chief of the Wildlife Division, with us. Barry, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Go ahead, Barry.
Oh, okay. Question here on gratis license for landowners. I'm a son of a landowner, and I'm just wondering, is there any provision that allows my parent to hand me his gratis license for the quarters of lands that we own?
The only provision that's allowed is if you customarily reside with your parents, and you're basically still under their dominion or
dependent.
If you're a dependent. But let's say you live in Fargo and the land is in up at Stanley, you are not eligible to receive the gratis license for that property.
So unless it's under some kind of corporation like an LLC or something where my name's in that, I would not be allowed to file for a gratis license until then.
Correct. Clarification on the LLC, or it would be that only one person would be eligible for that license regardless of the number of acres. And you couldn't break it up into a whole bunch of small ones or anything like that. So if your father didn't want it, or your mother didn't want it, and you wanted it as part of the LLC, only one person is eligible under that corporation to get that license.
Okay, that answers my question. I appreciate your time. Knowing that I'm the only parent or the only kid in the family that hunts, that's pretty open for me. So I appreciate your guys' answer.
Appreciate the call. We had a little fun having a debate whether the fishing was better in North Dakota or Minnesota. North Dakota pretty much won because there was a lot of ice all throughout North Dakota at the opener. But it did prompt some questions on why there wasn't at least a pause in the North Dakota fishing season for spawning. Terry, has that issue come up before?
Oh, certainly has, Scott. It's one of those, it was sometime in the early 90s. We used to have a closed season, except on the Missouri River system. Of course, the premise behind having a closed season for fishing is to let those fish spawn. It really started out with bass, and we don't have a lot of largemouth bass in North Dakota. But as a fisheries division, we came to a conclusion that we really don't need to close that season for spawning purposes, the biological purposes, because it doesn't take an awful lot of good females out there, if they got a good hatch and good recruitment, to replenish what's been taken out from the year before. So in order to provide that fishing opportunity, we decided to just go year-round. Now, if we find something that it looks like it is harming the population, reducing the number of catchable walleyes or quality-type walleyes or whatever fish out there, we'll relook at that. But at this point in time, we're just not seeing any reason to close it.
You know, I think back and harken back to the days when Devil's Lake didn't reproduce on its own, and I look at the stocking that has to take place there, and then I think that pulling all those 4 to 6 to 8 pound walleye out of Channel A every spring, to me, from my mindset, doesn't do the species well, but apparently it's not an issue. Why is that?
Just like I said, Steve, it's an issue. We hear that almost every spring, and we've done some creel surveys to say how many people or how many big walleyes are being caught up there. And when I say big, it's spawnable walleyes, usually about 4 to 7 year olds, which is the prime reproductive age for walleye. And we found out that, geez, it's only like 5% of the total harvest of walleyes for that particular year. And what's the difference if you catch them just pre-spawn or just post-spawn, other than they've already laid their eggs? And we're getting great natural reproduction in Devil's Lake right now, even with that fishing occurring up there.
Don, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was curious if they've given any consideration to waiving the fishing licenses for, like, elderly at a certain age, say 70, 75, or if they'd waive it.
Actually, that is one that's set in law, that if there is a reduced license fee for seniors, and I believe it's over 65, it's currently $3. As of April 1st of next year, it'll go up to $5, but we don't have the authority to waive license fees for anybody out there, unless it's given by law, like group homes and special events. That's the only time we're able to.
Like, I was, you know, my mother's 86 years old and only would be able to go out a couple of times a year and would enjoy it immensely. But, to pay for a full price license fees and so forth, I didn't realize that they were a $3 fee on that.
Right. And very honestly, with the price of gas right now, that is undoubtedly going to be the cheapest part of your fishing trip.
Correct.
Thank you very much, Don. One other question as far as when it comes to the licensing. Larry brings this up, and I wanted to point this out. One of the other beautiful things about the website that Game & Fish has is the fact that if you buy your license online, you can print as many copies as you need. So you can throw one in your boat, one in your tackle box, one in your truck. You don't have to worry about losing a license, whether it's for fishing, hunting, or whatever.
Exactly, Steve. And I don't know about you, but I at least get one license washed a year, so I usually print out about 4 or 5 copies. One's in my pickup, one's in my billfold, one's in my tackle box, a lot of places. And the nice thing about it, if you buy it online, if you go in there and if you have an account set up, may just want to buy a fishing license right now, and then, gee whiz, I guess I do want to go pheasant hunting. All you have to do is go back in there. It'll tell you what you've already bought for the year, and you print out the new one. It'll already be on there. So that's a great part of our system.
The only thing it doesn't apply to, though, is you can't print your own deer tag. So.
Right. Good technology there, folks. Hang on. We're going to talk a little bit about what the North Dakota legislative session did in the way of issues related to game and fish after a break. Take a short time out and come back with more after this.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Lots of calls waiting to chat with our guests from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Terry Steinwald, the director here. Randy Crile, chief of the Wildlife Division. A couple emails came in. One says the North Dakota Game and Fish Department is great. And great is in caps, guys. I love being able to go online and buy my fishing license. I can make a dozen copies, so I got one just about everywhere when I need it. It's so easy. I've also visited Game and Fish on numerous occasions. You'll not find a better bunch. Give them a big pat on the back. They deserve it. Another emailer says, North Dakota's license fees are among the nation's most reasonable. Try to fish South Dakota. An out-of-state license will run you over $60. So lots of kudos for our guest today. Charles, you're next for our guest from the Game and Fish on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Charles, are you there?
All right, who's Charles?
Don't hear Charles. Last two, Charles. All right, we'll switch to Mark. Mark in Bismarck wants to talk crossbows. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. Just a quick question for you. Why are crossbows specifically enumerated as illegal for use in bow fishing?
In bow fishing?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to answer that because it was related to deer. We anticipated deer, so you know what I get to do? I get to pass it over to former fishing chief, Terry Steinman. I like Mark. There you go, Mark.
I had indicated, Randy, go ahead, because I was kind of along the same
thought
process.
We were anticipating the question, and we anticipated wrong.
Yeah, and I wish I could give you an answer, but I can't. I really don't know the reason right at this off the top of my head, very honestly. I don't know why we wouldn't allow crossbows.
Well, what we can do, though, is we'll give Steve a call here, and he can give, if you listen to the show regularly, he can give you an update tomorrow and give you the answer. I was all prepared for a deer question, and in fish, well, that's different. Haven't had that one before. And so what we could do is we could get the answer for you, give Steve a call, and Steve can just give you the answer tomorrow on the air, or you can just call us at the department, too. You can call Greg Power, our fisheries chief, at 328-6323.
Bullfishing is actually...
What's that?
Could you give me the number again, please?
328-6323.
That'll get you directly into the chief of fisheries.
But you're the director, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean, can't you just wave your hand and?
Well, I can wave my hand, but they just wave back, and sometimes they don't use all their fingers.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. We're gonna keep rolling here. Our time's short. Eric in Bismarck, you're next for our guest. Go ahead, Eric.
Morning. I was wondering with fishing and hunting licenses, if you take a picture of it on your iPhone, is that legal to you?
For the license?
Yeah, for the license.
Yes, there was just a bill passed this past session, and actually we had honored that to a large extent with the new smartphone technology, which I can't claim I exactly know how to use, but to show proof of a licensed buyer that you have actually acquired a license, you can show a picture of it or actually download a copy if you do it online on your smartphone and show a warden one of those, and that will suffice as showing that you did actually acquire the license.
Now, with that downloaded copy, you still have to sign it, though, so you'd have to take a picture, correct?
No, because if you're able to download it on there, it says signed copy, but the new law says an electronic copy will suffice.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Eric. Ed, what's on your mind today? Ed, go ahead.
Yeah. Say on the new gratis after the deadline on the same as the deer lottery, in years past, if we weren't successful in the lottery, we put in for the gratis. Now, putting the gratis in at the same time, does that take us out of the lottery?
No, it doesn't. You can put in at the same time as the lottery, and we have it worked out that if you get the lottery first, your gratis is going to get kicked out. But if you don't, you will get your gratis tag. Now, I did say June 5th is the deadline for general and gratis. Now, you can still put in for a gratis license afterwards, but after the deadline, but the only thing you will be eligible for is whatever is remaining, and 99.9% of the time in the last few years, it's been does only.
Right. Okay, so if I, like I say, we put in both because I like to hunt with the rest of the group, if they go off our land, so I like to put in for the regular license first.
Right, and you will be able to do that.
So if I've got to put the gratis basically in at the same time.
Yes.
And if I don't get the one, it'll give me the other.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Up in Minot. Appreciate you listening. We deferred to the callers today, but obviously the legislative session just wrapped up. Terry, what would you say is the most significant thing as far as game and fish issues are concerned from the legislature?
Well, certainly for us, it was the passage of Senate Bill 2231, which increased license fees. And I do appreciate the email that you read, Scott, because even though some licenses went up, and some people would call it substantially, we're still below the regional average for resident fishing. fishing and hunting licenses. But we actually needed that infusion of funds, interest rates as they are, operating costs as they are, and very honestly, with the reduced number of deer licenses we're able to sell, we were getting dangerously close to a basement level that the legislature has set for us in terms of spending, which is $15 million. If we got below $15 million in our fund balance, we would have to go to the budget section to get approval, which we would very likely get. But they don't meet every day. They only meet about once every 3 months. And if we would have hit that $15 million basement mark, we wouldn't have been able to do anything, answer the phones or anything else. So this infusion of funds is going to be very, very critical. And just so the public knows, we're not putting those into effect immediately because there was no emergency clause. Those license fee increases are not going to go into effect until April 1st of 2014, so it's more easily understood by the general public.
A little time to get used to those. Well, very interesting. Thanks for all the time today, taking the questions of the callers. We'll have you guys back. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you, Scott and Steve. Appreciate it.
You bet. See you later, guys.
Terry Steinwein, director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Randy Crowell, chief of the Wildlife Division. We learned a lot, didn't we, Steve?
gf.nd.gov. It's all-encompassing.
There you go. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Cotton.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.